Bishul Perek Aleph Seif Pesov. Mi Machu Ben Drusoy. Till now we learned that if you cook something to Machu Ben Drusoy, which is the Shlav, a third from the Bishul, some people say a half of the Bishul, he's already chayav on Shabbos. Now we want to discuss what happens if a person would cook from Machu Ben Drusoy till fully cooking. I mean, something which is already cooked Machu Ben Drusoy. And you want to cook it now from the Shlav for Machu Ben Drusoy till fully cooking. Are you chayev on Shabbos or not? The Be'emet, the Be'alocha brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down to Machlokes Rishonim. But we take on that you are chayev. If a person cooks from the Shlav for Machu Ben Drusoy till the end, till Mavushal Kotzoker is chayev on Shabbos. So let's see that inside. First of all, Av Machel Shez Pashel Kvah Kashir Machel Ben Drusoy. Even something which is cooked like Machel Ben Drusoy. Kol Shadayin Lo Lispashel Legamrei, also Lo Hoisif Boi Bishol. You're not allowed to add on the Bishol from Machel Ben Drusoy till fully cooked on Shabbos. We take on, but you're not allowed to do it. But if a person would do it, since it is a Machloik, as we showed him, he won't say it is also to eat it. Because when it is a machloikas rishonim, we don't have the knas to ask a person to eat something which is done on Shabbos. If some people say it is mutter to be done, aval machos shen special called tzokoi uroi legamri la'achila ein boy isa bishul af im tisef is a bishul mashpicha oisoi ubegedem istamik v'yofolei, something which has already been fully cooked, 100% cooked, even though you're able to cook it more and to make it better, it's still allowed to be done on Shabbos. Mitzad Hilchos Bishul, there's no problem from Bishul on Shabbos because it's fully cooked. Therefore, a cholent, which has already been fully cooked before Shabbos, there's no problem on Shabbos to help it to cook quicker. V'lachen, yesh li zoi bekedeo sheish po machos shavdayin in a special called Sorkoi, shlu lekava el eish, v'lei lachat leisa. Now, what do you say? The person has to be very careful. If you've got a pot which has got food inside it, which is not fully cooked, it's only been cooked Machu Ben Drusoy, like we'll learn later on, one's allowed to leave on the gas itself, on the stove itself, any food, even which is not good for a ketuma, even if it hasn't got a blech on, if it's already been Machu Ben Drusoy. Even though, to go and cook it afterwards, to go and help it cooking, one's not allowed to help it cooking from that shlav till the fully cooked. Therefore, a person's not allowed to make it nearer to the fire. He's not allowed to cover the pot if it was weak uncovered. He's not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But okay, in Natal Meir Esh Kadeh Shadayin in a special called Tzalka, also Lach Viral Esh, Afil Esh Gufa Ketumah Machmas Esh Bishul. If a person would take off the pot from the stove, from the fire, with something which has been not fully cooked, he realized that it's not fully cooked, he's not allowed to put it back onto the gas, because he is helping it cook quicker. So what we learned here, you're not allowed to do anything which helps it cooking quicker. So whilst it's cooking quicker, well, either putting it on the fire, if it was taken off the fire, or to go cover it, all these things help the cooking to be cooked quicker. Aval, im akadeh kvar mevushelet kol tzoker, mutar lo yisiv al gav kisui, oifen shein bo yisa atzmona. Oh, oile kaval esh, oifen shein bo yisa chazor. He says, but if it is fully cooked, then you're allowed to cover it over, and you're allowed to put on a lid, you're allowed to put on a cover if there's no problem from atzmona, you're allowed to put it on to the esh, you're allowed to make it nearer to the fire, if there's no problem from chazor, because we've got no problem from Bishul on Shabbos. Well, in that gossip, if you're going to go and mix it in, B'kdesh Mevushel Eskot Tzokor Medes Ala Esh, Ian Sif Tadigim, that if you want to go mix it, there's already mixing, it's a different story, we'll learn about it later on. V'lachein, roi lahakpit, lachatzila, shekol ha-machalim mevushalim kol tzokor medes Shabbos, k'deish lo yavoy li koshel, b'yitza bishlef, a person should know Right? First, not to be careful. It's the best thing is to be careful. Make sure that all his foods are fully cooked when Shabbos comes in, and you won't have these problems. You won't have a problem from covering it with more covers. If a person would want to put a towel, like you said before, on the water, which is not fully cooked, he is helping the water to cook. If a person would want to take out water from the urn, like we learned in a second, which is not fully cooked, then he's helping it to go and cook it quicker. Now, you're not allowed to go on Shabbos. A person wants to go and cover it. A person wants to go and put it nearer to the fire. All these things are problematic. So what do we want you to do? The best thing is always to make sure that your pot is fully cooked before Shabbos comes in. You shouldn't have these problems on Shabbos.